Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sleva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sleva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sleva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. It's Wednesday. That means it's time to catch up and see what we got going on and talk about how our businesses are going. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy-to-follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the training tab, and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics, and at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing. So it's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Hopes, dreams, business.
Hopes, dreams, and business. The show title. Hashtag show title. Let me write that down.
Yeah, let me make a quick note of that one. Hashtag hopes, dreams, and business.
So what's going on?
Nothing.
Tell me. I haven't talked to you in 20 minutes.
Because we record on Sunday morning. Why do we record on Sunday mornings?
Because we're busy.
I mean, we had a little last-minute birthday party at my house last night, I guess, on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's on you for planning a party on Saturday night, knowing you got to get up the next morning and talk.
I literally did not plan it. I don't know if any of those friends listen to the show. So I'm on a group chat with them, and it's Daniel's birthday, and I'm like, they're all, oh, we should get a cake for Daniel and throw it together. He's like, all right, great, guys. What time am I showing up? Like, he had a birthday party planned for him. And I'm just like, cool. I think we're going to go to the winery. And then they're like, Steve's got a pool. We should have a pool party. And I had just turned the heater on the pool. I was like, well, I'll knock the chill off the pool for the kids and got it up to 85 degrees. And they're like, okay, great. We'll be there in like an hour. I was like, Jessica, I think we're having a birthday party in our house.
Yeah, I know. She was tired too. I don't know if she wanted everyone at the house.
And the kids had a long night because they stayed with my parents the night before. Then the long games we had all day. Jackson actually put himself down for a nap, which is something he normally doesn't do.
Wow.
And then he did not want to get up to go to Jordan's game. But I digress. That's life, you know. They stayed up till 9:15 eating cupcakes, running around. They go to bed at 7:30 normally. They both slept 12 hours last night, just solid. So they played hard.
Wow.
Had a big day.
I'll take 12 hours.
Yeah. The joys of being a six-year-old.
I don't know if I could physically sleep that long.
Your bladder won't let you. You're getting too old.
Oh, well, that's besides the point. That definitely ain't happened. But I just don't think I could physically stay in bed that long.
Yeah. Man, so let's talk business. I know we'd free talk a lot on Wednesdays, but we kind of try to focus it towards business.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking myself a question on my drive over to the studio in my head. I always ask myself stuff as I'm going through here, and I'm like, where am I going to go in 5 years? Like, what's it going to look like? I'm like, what's my hope and dream for that? And somebody asked me that this week, too. They're like, where do you see your company in 5 years? It was at a charity event.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so where do you see your company in 5 years? I don't really know. And I don't want to say that, like, I don't know. Like, I have things in place that are, you know, like the one-year mark. Hey, this is going to happen for 2020. But I don't know that I really have a solid answer where I want to see the business develop to. If it's doing the same thing in 5 years, if it's morphed a little bit, if it's a different focus, I don't know. That's kind of scary for me.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself doing exactly
what you're doing
what
now.
We're doing now, but obviously by then it'll be much more,
mm-hmm.
it'll be much bigger, right? And I'll have a team in place doing most of the work for me, and where I'm managing as the, I don't want to say CEO but you know, I'm putting vision in place and having people execute it for us.
If you want to be a CEO, Adam, you just be a CEO. You spoil yourself.
I'm okay not being the CEO, but the idea is that this is like a full blown business at that. Like, well, it's already a full blown business, but I mean,
ding, ding, ding. That's like, that's my whole thing. It's like people believe it has to become this big thing, and I'm like, I don't know if it needs to be a big thing.
Well, I don't need it to be a big thing, but you know, there's right now I'm doing everything. If I put an idea in place, I got to execute it.
Yeah,
and I want there to be a point where I'm thinking of ideas and directing the company where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that can execute that for me.
I mean, I think that's something that's been talked about quite a bit here lately, throughout the different spectrums of courses and podcast, is getting that team set up in place. And I think you have that more than you realize, though.
No, I'm fully aware of what kind of team I have, but there's still a bunch of things that I got to do.
Yeah, no, I there's some things that I'm not good at that I would like to. When I 2 weeks ago, I decided to get pissed off and build my website. I would like to, hey, tech guy, can you do that for me real quick?
Yeah.
I'd like to have that, but me and my anal retentive ways, I'm like, my website looks funny. I'm build a new one.
Yeah. No, I get it too. Like, that's a good point, because in essentially a lot of our stuff is internet marketing, mm-hmm. right? And with internet marketing, you don't just put your website out there and then it's done, mm-hmm. right? You got to constantly do A/B testing. You got to change the fonts. You got to change the colors. You got to test what's working. And that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Right. So I can't run my company and do that. So what I'm saying is, you know, I want to be able to, like, hey, let's test this. Let's test the email capture. Let's test these emails and have other people doing it.
I get it. I often ask myself if that's really a value add or provides the return on investment for yourself.
Oh, it does.
I'm not sold on that yet.
Well, someone that's been in that industry, like, they wouldn't pay people to do what they do if it didn't work.
Okay. I agree with you. Like, I understand the thought process. I look at the three most successful real estate people I know, and they have no tech anything anywhere.
I get that too. And I'm not saying you need all that to be successful. I guess part of what I'm saying is you need to measure your analytics, and you need to know, because you're going to be doing.
Measure their analytics with their bank account.
That's not I don't think that's the best way to do it. You're not, in my opinion, as a data person, right? You need to be able to track that stuff.
But the data's there. It's like, okay, I know this deal because it's transactional.
It's not necessarily there. And the only way that you can really know that I did this and I got this is if you're getting huge returns.
When your escrow check is $700,000 for escrow money, for your earnest money, earnest money check for a deal. Okay. That's why you got stars in your headliner.
Yeah, that person is an anomaly in, like, the people that we know.
Fair enough. I'm just, like, I think about, like, when you talk about how to build my team and what that looks like and who's doing that. I'm walking into my office and it's got my name on the door. I'm like, hey, there's Justin's sign, a business sign right on the front door. I walk in, I high five the secretary, pop, go back and see my assistant, give her the nod, steal second base, and she's off and running. I just don't see it. Like, I'm like, I would like that. But then I'm like, that's not where I'm at in 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely don't want that. I don't want to be walking to an office with a secretary and assistants and whatnot.
Now, if it had a garage door that was glass and it had five cars sitting in there and I walk into my big leather comfy recliner with my big desk and all my memorabilia on the wall, and I'm like, what's that guy, Manny Cobin? Koshbin? You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah.
Yep. And I mean, his office is surrounded by like a $30 million, $40 million car collection.
Yeah, that guy buys cars I never even heard of.
It's because they don't allow us to even look at those cars. We're not on that level.
Yeah, and he's buying cars. So his name's Manny Koshbin. He's a commercial real estate guy. He's buying like $2, $3, and $5 million cars mm-hmm. on a monthly basis. And he doesn't sell one to get a new one.
No.
He's got this giant garage, and it's a really clean garage. And in the middle is his office.
Yep.
And it's a glass office. And even his desk is made from like a recycled F-16.
Okay.
And so it's $500,000 desk. Yeah. And so I'd like to see, like, you got to be doing a lot of business to be able to afford that.
Yeah. I've read some of his backstory, just a little bit of it. Apparently he has a book out. I'd like to read it, but I read some of his backstory where he was like selling, like he went, his just mind is like the entrepreneur mind, like a lot of ours are. So he finds this thing in a newspaper or in a phone booth, and it says, make $1,000 a week. And he's like, I'm only making like $300 a week at my job at Kmart, or he's like assistant manager. So he takes his job, and he's selling nuts to car dealers, like peanuts, cashews, almonds. So then he realizes, he's like, he's paying, I think his cost is $8, selling for $12. He's like, well, if I just go buy them bulk and bag them myself, my cost is $4. I've got the route. So he does that. And then he gets like 30 people with the same ad the other people use. He does that same ad, gets like 30 people selling nuts for him. So he's spending all night like bagging nuts, sending his crews out. They're reselling them. And then he gets in trouble with like the health inspector because he didn't know he was supposed to have a health license for distribution or whatever. So
that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, like he started like grassroots just building his business. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. I had a lot more respect for him when I heard the backstories and the things that he did compared to like what I just assumed by the, you know, the Instagram flex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lives a high life. I don't know if I could ever comfortably like, spend that much money. But
like if I was selling those cars that were in that collection and my desk was in the middle and I high-fived my secretary, I could see that. Like I could be there. Mm.
Well, you can essentially do like he did with the nuts. Just keep buying land and selling land. It's the same process. Buy low, sell high.
I get it. And I'm not saying I'm dissatisfied with my land business.
Yeah.
I saw that picture. I think I sent it to you. It was all those cobras outside at mm-hmm. Modern Muscle in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one of my old cobras sitting there. And I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind walking into a showroom with that stuff every day.
I mean, yeah, the ultimate man cave.
Yeah, but like, I don't want it just sitting there. I want to either make money off of it or I'm driving the crap out of it.
You want to make money on the car? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or break even and enjoy it.
I think it should just be enjoying it, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So what about your land business, speaking of it?
It's fine.
It's fine?
It's fine.
Do you need some motivation?
I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of like, this week is kind of like blasé for me on the land. Mm. I sent a mailer out and I got... And this is going to sound, people are going to be like, what? So I sent this mailer out, and it's priced good. I'm getting some response. And this lady calls me back yesterday. And it's like, hey, you sent me a mailer, but that's only 7% of my land. I've got 5,000 acres. Do you want them all at the same price?
Wow.
And I kind of do, but I'm not excited about it. Like, normally I'd be jumping through the roof at this deal. And I'm not for some reason. Like, I haven't even, like, really taken the time to look at all our properties.
Do you know...
I took Saturday off. I'm like, Saturday's my off day.
Yeah. Do you know anything else about the land? Is it?
No, she liked my offer for what I sent her. It's 5,000 acres in Utah. And
no, you didn't mail five on a 5,000 acre piece.
No, it's multiple parcels.
Yeah.
So I mailed some bigger pieces there. And I mailed in areas that had trees and mountains. So it's not like high desert.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty land.
Mm-hmm.
And like normally I would be like, Justin, that's like 9 square miles. Like, oh my God, you could own your own little city.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the Sleeva compound. But I'm not super amped about it right now.
Do you know anything else about it? Is it all together, same state? You don't know anything?
That she liked my offer?
Uh-huh.
And she had 5,000 acres she wanted to sell me. I haven't even looked at it yet. Like, I haven't even like went to www.parcelfact.com and put the APN in. I'm telling you, like, it's like this weird, like, Saturday day off. Not touching it. Today's Sunday. We're podcasting early this morning. I might look at it this afternoon.
You ain't looking at nothing because I know what the rest of your day looks like.
I starts at 5 tonight.
You're gonna be getting amped up for it.
I hope so, because if I go with this kind of blasé attitude into that music festival, I'm not gonna be happy.
Yeah, that does happen though. I mean, entrepreneurs, I feel like there's a lot of up and down with us as a whole, right? You know, you sometimes you're down, sometimes you're up. You just keep working. It's like not this week for me, but maybe the week or two before, I was like, "What's going on?" But for me, because it was dead, right? And so that's when my mind started wandering. But now things are back in full force. Offers are coming in. People are selling. People are buying. I mean, and so, like, for me, my energy's back up, and I'm...
Yeah. I think when your energy gets down, if you continue to move those steps forward, you follow the plan that you have in place, you know, your business, that's where you really grow. And I'm not stopping in it. I'm just saying, I'm like, not overly excited right now.
Mm-hmm. Stay the path.
I am. That's what we talk about it. So, what's up with you and your business? Tell me something good. Get me motivated, Adam. Get my energy level up.
Oh, something good.
Yeah. Tell me something real good.
I don't know. I mean, I've got this last county I mailed was probably one of the higher end that I've mailed.
Okay.
I've had a really good response rate.
Okay.
Buying property and the people that are selling are, I feel like this time I've fixed a bunch of problems by buying land.
That's nice.
And then the people were happy about it. One guy in particular said, thanks for buying it from me. I hope you make a ton of money when you flip it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, thanks.
But thank you. We all made money. High fives.
And this was a great piece of property, too. And it was kind of one of those ones where you're like, why didn't you just sell this? Because it is really good property. And then he was happy that I bought it for 30% of what it's worth. And then he was hoping that I'm going to make really good money when I resell it.
It made you nervous, didn't it?
No, it didn't. Because I trust the property. I mean, there's the access is great. Mm-hmm. There's people that live around it. It's in a great county. I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm
that's when I get nervous. I'm like, what does he know that I don't know?
Yeah. And so he's owned it, or it's, him and his wife bought it in 78. Uh-huh. And then they got divorced 2 years later, and he got it in the divorce.
Mm-hmm. She signed a quitclaim deed and everything over to him?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, they had a joint tenancy with rights of survivorship, and then she signed over the quitclaim deed, but she passed away anyway. And
okay.
And so even without that, I think it'd be okay. Mm-hmm. And but she did. So there was a quitclaim deed. And he's like, I haven't been there in 15 or 20 years. You can take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could use that cash right now. It looks good in my bank account.
Yeah, and he's paid $100 a year in taxes for 40-some-odd years.
Wow.
So.
Hey, you got a little cash in his pocket now. That's good.
Yeah.
That gets me excited.
Yeah. I mean, I did have a contract canceled, though, owner finance payment.
Yeah.
But I had all my money back.
That's good.
Yeah. So I want to try and work a deal out with the guy so that he can keep it because he's a neighbor. It was a neighbor letter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm going to try and help him out, but I'm not going to give away property.
You're not just going to give it to him because he's a nice guy?
No.
Okay.
No, I know. I got to make money at this, too.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, things are rocking and rolling. It's going to be a good month.
Sounds like it's going to be a good quarter for you, the way it's lining up.
Well, I hope so.
And that's, you said, you know, it looks like it's going to be a good month, and do you look at this in months or quarters or years? Or like, because like right now, I feel like the stuff that I'm putting offers on and I'm buying, and it's going through title. I know it's probably not going to close this month. It'll probably close middle of next month. We'll get listed, sit on the market for a month or so. Then it goes to escrow again, 30 days. So like, I feel like the stuff I'm buying right now is third and fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look at everything on a monthly, but it doesn't really, it's more of a what was bought, what was sold. Mm-hmm. You know, and when it comes to deal flow, it's definitely quarterly because, okay, you know, things I'm buying right now are for this quarter, if not this year.
Yeah.
You know, everything, it seems like, is on a several month view.
Yep.
You know, I mean, even though it's basically May, or it is May, I'm thinking about getting ready for 2020.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how the business goes.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, 2020's coming quick.
It is. It's kind of scary because when you plan out for the next year, when you're only halfway through the next year, through this year, it makes you realize how quick time goes.
I know. I think kids do that for me. Like, mm-hmm. Jackson grew 4 inches in the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, he does look like an adult.
He's getting looking tall, and I'm like, dude, what happened to my little buddy?
Yeah.
He'll still let me hold him like a baby, though. Oh. So, well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we talked life, love.
Hopes, dreams, business.
Hopes, dreams, business.
All right, let's call it then.
All right.
All right. That's it for today, guys. Do us a favor. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Find us at Casual Fridays REI. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. Y'all have a good day. We'll see you Friday.
Bye.